All right, 3 minutes per pick. I've got the timer ready to go. Arvin with number one, Salemi in two, Littell three. I've got four. Snake draft, six categories. Oscar, comedy, action thriller, drama, blockbuster, misunderstood slash rotten, and then the wild card, whatever you want.
All right, well, with the first pick in the 2003 draft, for my Oscars pick, I'm going to go with Finding Nemo. I just really enjoy it. It's a fantastic film. It's extremely well made. It might be one of the best Pixar's ever done. I honestly feel like it should have probably been the movie of the year this year.
What was the movie of the year?
That'd be Lord
Return
of the Rings.
Of the King.
Which is the correct answer.
Which I would give you is the fifth best movie of that year. But
that's,
you know, sir, it's my turn, sir.
It's your turn. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
If you are able to take Return of the King with the third pick, you feel free.
Please take it.
That'd be so funny. Anyways, so I really enjoy Finding Nemo, and I think it's great. So there we go. That's my first pick.
Finding Nemo Oscars. Off the board. Salemi.
I feel like you could have picked that for comedy, too. Like, that's 100%. Really funny.
It is very
film.
Funny.
Oh, yeah.
And legitimately, I did debate that, too. I was trying to, like,
it could also be Blockbuster.
Yeah. Which is why I wrote down 9 different films for each thing, just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I like what was, what were those fish that just point all the time? Like, he asks them things. Like, that's some of the funny stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
big school. Talk. Yeah.
Right. Nobody, but you all know what I'm talking about.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Right. I don't know what they're
sardines,
called, but
they're, what are they?
Mackerel? Are they mackerel?
Yeah, mackerel.
I think they're Jack Mackerel, yeah.
All right.
The clock's running.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, you're fine.
Well, it's
you
quick.
You got plenty of time.
Favorite comedy, The Pianist. I'm going with Nailed The Pianist for comedy.
I laugh and laugh and laugh.
That came out in 2002.
But it's on the list.
It is on the list.
It's from 2002, though.
Because it did make some money in 2003, it's on the list. Because the list is based on money.
I'm going off the list provided.
I was relying on the list. I apologize. And I do find it funny how the Nazis are never able to find him. But I'll pick something else.
I feel like between 02 and 04 should count.
So I guess we're out of The Pianist for a comedy.
No.
Based on a technical error on Salemi.
Solid first joke, though. I liked it. It landed.
I apologize. I will scratch that off. All right. You know what? I'm going to go with comedy, and I'm going with Elf.
Okay. Oh, man.
That's a big one. That's a big one.
That's a good choice.
I truly.
Yep.
It doesn't matter how many times it is on. Every single time he yells, "Son of a nutcracker," I laugh.
Yep.
That movie cracks me up. And with. It is Peter Dinklage, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, he's an angry elf.
He's an angry elf. Call me Elf one more time.
Just that's speaks to Will Ferrell's genius. Like, he can just start crying and it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, when he tastes something bad, he's like, saying nothing. So funny.
Congratulations, you did it. The world's best cup of coffee.
When he discovers the gum underneath the rail,
keeps eating. And he's even been warned about it, right? Like, it's not free candy.
So, Kyle Eberle, every time we say goodbye to each other, bye, buddy. Hope you find your dad. Every time.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Such a good film.
Oh, that's fantastic.
All right. Nemo and Elf off the board. Littell with the third pick. What do we got?
Here goes Daredevil.
I have that down.
Dude, I'm torn.
Because there's so many bad movies this year.
Take your time.
It's so hard.
Two movies have been
people
picked.
Can fast forward through this at this point. Totally fine.
Okay. I'm gonna get my action movie.
All right. Last Samurai.
No, I'm taking Kill Bill Volume 1.
No!
Son of a Tarantino.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
You did that for...
Fair enough.
Action? Yep. Okay.
Yeah, I love that movie. I actually prefer the second one, but the first movie's so, so good. Lucy Liu, kind of a bad lady in that movie.
Yes.
Especially like when it cuts to the animated scene of what happened to her parents, it's like, oh my gosh. I love the soundtrack. The soundtrack to the movie's really good. The Twisted Nerve is so good.
Mm-hmm.
I love the whole scene of her getting movement back in her feet. And her knocking out that dude with the truck.
Not who's crushing his head.
Oh, well, that too. Yeah. No, I really like that whole movie.
Is one or two with the crazy 88s?
One.
The first one. Yeah, that's when she's getting into Lucy Liu's
right.
Mm-hmm. compound.
That's the yellow tracksuit scene, yeah.
Which is fire. The whole, because they sing the, what's that song? Ooh, ooh. What's this? Is it just called the, ooh, ooh? Is that literally
the, I think that's pretty much the song.
That's definitely the parenthetical, whatever it is. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah, the music's so good. Every action scene is baller. Lots of really funny gore in that movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just
cutting heads off and whatnot. Yeah, I love that movie.
It's very good. One and two. Both, yeah, both very good.
Again, I prefer the second one, but the first one's awesome.
Yeah, it's a good choice.
All right, I'm so mad. You snaked Tarantino in the director draft. Kill Bill has been snaked in the first round.
I saw it.
I thought it was going to be there for me. Okay, I got two picks back to back. This is where you got to be strategic because you only have so many titles in each category, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So for Blockbuster, I'm going to go with Pirates of the Caribbean.
I was considering taking that. I was like, man.
Because the rest of the Blockbusters are not amazing.
Incorrect.
Well, for me.
They won't be by the time I get back there.
I could take Lord of the Rings as just kind of a funny thing to snake it, but I don't want it.
Same. Sorry.
And then, again, due to limited number of titles for my Oscars pick, I'm going to go Big Fish.
Dang, dude. That was second on my list.
Mm-hmm. You know I've never seen that.
You would love that movie.
It's so good.
It's really good.
I'd say Tim Burton's best movie, in my opinion.
100%, in my opinion.
Yeah. I've never.
Yes.
You can make a great argument for it.
I'd say it's right up there with Batman.
Yeah.
Who's in it?
Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor is the main one.
Okay, that's the main character. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then Albert Finney plays the older version of him, and Billy Crudup
is his son. Mm-hmm.
And it is a movie about telling stories, right? Like
Tall Tales?
Tall Tales, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I just have never, but you all gasped, and so you like it.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
For somebody that appreciates a good raconteur, this is like a movie for that.
Huh.
And Danny DeVito is a ringmaster for the circus in it.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's streaming on something for me to watch.
I have it on DVD.
I don't have a DVD player.
A PS2 sitting around to play a DVD.
I don't know that it ever came out on Blu-ray or anything, maybe. It feels like it was right at that weird time where they were like releasing some things, but it wasn't quite big enough to make the initial wave of stuff.
I bet it came out on VHS first.
I would guess DVD. It did.
What was it an Oscar for? Just for a movie or something different?
I think it was
Best Picture.
I think it was screenplay.
But I could be wrong.
Littell, back to you.
Oh, my.
I mean, I just got it. I'm taking Lord of the Rings as my Blockbuster.
Woo! Yeah. Yes! There's literally one movie left out of the five I picked for Blockbuster. I should have thought about that when I picked Elf. as my comedy. Why did I do that?
You should have picked Elf as your Blockbuster.
Yes, because, God, that was
stupid. It's the perfect ending to a masterful trilogy that Peter Jackson made. Just the love, the care, it's all there. The characters, amazing. The acting is top-notch. Every time they get to the scene where they're going up Mount Doom, it brings me to tears, like, seeing Sam carry Frodo up the mountain. Like, it's just so... And the payoff, the last 30 minutes of that movie is the best payoff in cinema history. Like, you've been waiting for like 8 hours of director's cut movie and then another 3.5 to get to this point for the last movie. And it's like, yes, it's so beautiful. Oh, man. I could go on and on about that movie.
I got to watch this movie, man.
Whoa, stop.
Legitimately have never seen it.
That you've never seen.
Have you seen any of them?
I've seen the first 20 minutes of Fellowship 10 times.
Gosh, dude.
And I fall asleep.
No, I get it. Yeah.
I can't.
That movie has so much walking in it.
It's a lot.
I mean,
they all have walking in them.
Yeah, they really do.
I could not have had a more so polar opposite feeling of the last 30 minutes.
Are you serious?
Well, the last 30 minutes is literally like, why aren't you there? End. 8 different times.
Oh my god.
This is where most movies
11 and a half hours of film up to this point. It's
so
a lot
could we
to wrap
just
up.
Throw the ring in the fire.
That's you can't. It's that strong. You can't.
So do you
apparently
can't.
Peter Jackson could not.
You're spoiling this for him.
So do you hate
You know what? He has had 21 years if he wanted to watch it.
It's fair. True. So do you hate Clerks 2 when they make fun of
Clerks 2 is just not a good movie.
Oh, disagree. Wait till the 06 draft. Wait till the 06 draft.
The first Clerks is by far superior to that movie.
Oh, well, it's apples and oranges, honestly. It's still good.
I don't really like Clerks 2 that much.
Because they make fun of Lord of the Rings.
I'm not saying that's the whole reason.
I thought you were going to say apples and oranges.
I liked all the Lord of the Rings. I just, literally the last 30 minutes, I kept saying to myself, why? What do you mean, why?
There's an answer for everything.
You know what? I was really curious what was going to happen in Rivendell or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot the wrap-up scenes.
Right? Let's move on.
Salemi, you're up. Three minutes on the clock.
I'm going to have a stroke.
All right. Well, I got two. Now that I realize that, I crossed off a blockbuster because I decided I didn't want it, but I got two blockbusters left, and I could go with either one being all right, so I'm not even going to bother now. I'll just take what's left. I am instead going to go with action, drama, thriller, and I am going to take Mystic River.
That's a good movie.
I really like
Mystic
River. In a
way, I feel like it's overlooked,
too. I feel like I should watch it.
It's really good.
Have you really never seen it?
I've never seen it.
Wow. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Did you
I've heard
say pretty good? Like, are you downplaying it or are you just joking around? Like, I think it's a really good movie.
I don't think it's that good, but I did really enjoy it.
Yeah.
I also think it's funny that you didn't take this for your Oscar category, knowing how limited that category is. And there's a ton of action dramas and thrillers.
Oh, crap. I just realized I haven't been crossing off the movies. I looked
at my... He did not understand the assignment.
I knew it. This is going to be so much fun.
I have Oscar, but I wasn't crossing off the new movies. And yeah, I am now down to 2 on my list.
Well, you're about to get another chance.
I truly appreciate the movies we've left on the board, though.
Yeah,
since
yeah.
Since I'm about to have 2 picks.
I'm so nervous.
All right.
God. Did you want to say more about Mystic River, though?
No. I think it's a really good movie. I enjoyed it a lot.
Excellent.
Sean Penn, Kevin Bacon. I like it. And then the way it ends, great big payoff.
Yeah.
It's shocking.
You know what else has a really good ending? Return of the King. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
I will wager that the last 10 minutes of Mystic River is better than the last 30 minutes of Lord of the Rings.
You have to stop.
I'm just saying.
You are.
He is legitimately going to have a stroke.
Come on, man. Tim Robbins, like when you finally realize all of what actually occurred that night, it's pretty wild.
And when you look at it, Kevin Bacon's kind of orc-like. Sean Penn's kind of elf-like.
How much walking is there in the movie? Maybe I don't want to watch it.
They walk up and down the block quite a bit.
Okay, well, that's fine.
It's a real Boston-y movie.
Yeah.
And I'm not a Sean Penn guy, so that was like, eh. But it is a really, really good movie.
Cool.
All right, Arvin's got 2 picks.
All right, so I'm going to do, just so Salemi can kind of think about these, I'm going to do one from my blockbuster list and one from my comedy list.
Okay.
And I feel like comedy feels thin for me this year, too, like in 2003. So I'm going to go ahead and make my comedy pick first. I'm going to go with School.
Yeah,
no!
School.
Rock!
Yeah, you're taking it.
Shallow.
Oh, I thought I was safe.
Now you got a base. Oh, my God, this movie's fantastic. It's a great speech piece. I've seen it a lot as a speech piece, and it's just a fantastic film. Jack Black is amazing in it. And I feel like since Elf is off the board, like, I just had to get a comedy pick right now, and it is...
Yeah, Pianist is still on the table.
Right up there. No. We decided that came out in 2002. So.
Top 5 unrecastable roles. Yeah. Jack Black and School of Rock.
I mean, I can't imagine anybody else doing that role of Dewey... What's his last name?
Dewey Cox.
Something. Yeah. Hey, have you heard the news? Dewey Cox.
Mr. This is Ned Schneebly.
Also one of the most quotable movies ever.
So good, right? Oh, my gosh, right? And just, I love every aspect of it. So, yeah, School of Rock's the pick there.
Damn you. Yep. All right.
Thank you.
Next
thank
up.
You. Thank you. Thank you. And so then for my blockbuster pick, I'm going to go with two.
Yeah,
X-Men United.
I was looking at that one too.
It's the best X-Men movie.
Of the original trilogy, for sure.
Of all of them.
You think you're better than Logan?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, and I don't know, I like, first so class? Logan, you get Professor X and you get Logan, right? Like, that's there's so not good. A lot of other,
but
like,
Days
I,
of Future
so I don't
Past.
Even know that it's really a, like, an X-Men movie. I do love Days of Future Past. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I would go with X-Men 2. It's just, it's so well done.
That scene when they're in the mansion and they realize that they're being attacked gives me chills. It's like, oh, it's about to go down.
Yeah, and being able to like look past 2003 and knowing what's going to come with X-Men 3, and then the dark times in between, and the X-Men Wolverine Origins deal and all that stuff. This is really a high point. So you know. Yeah, I gotta pick that. It's awesome. I think it's probably the best comic book movie of the early 2000s until you get to Batman Begins,
Spider-Man?
And the whole trilogy
Spider-Man
there.
Spider-Man 2?
Spider-Man 2 is really great. Spider-Man 2 is really great. I'd say it's X2 or Spider-Man 2 are the two from the early period of superheroes.
And this is your blockbuster pick, right?
And this is my blockbuster pick.
Okay, sorry, I cut you off.
No, you're good.
Dewey Finn.
Dewey Finn, name. Yes, thank you.
I remembered it as soon as you were saying it. I was like, oh, sorry.
No, so. You're good. I appreciate the update because I could not come up with it. But yeah, that's awesome.
All right, so Lemmy, you have Oscar, Blockbuster, Misunderstood, and Wild Card.
Well, I'm not doing Misunderstood or Wild Card because I got a lot
you get
on
plenty
those
of those.
List. Yeah, I'm good.
You know, Chicago's still available.
Yeah, no.
I love the movie.
Also from 2002.
Who made this list?
But it made so much money.
It did.
I really messed this up. Like, seriously. I should have picked Elf for Blockbuster and then come back to my comedy of School of Rock, and I would have been so happy.
Uh-huh.
All right.
I, for one, am extremely happy that you did not do that.
I love how delighted you are and how you're crushing
this. I'm going to play this game so much better next time.
Like now that I understand the rules.
And it'll be a better year. Let's do 1999 for the next one.
I thought 2003 was a good year to start with because it does make you kind of process through a lot of things.
Like, true.
Okay.
I started off on the wrong foot with The Pianist and it's been downhill. I am going to go with, I really like this movie. I don't know how popular or how much people like it, but I'm going to go with, for Oscar, Master and Commander.
Ooh, okay.
That's a good movie.
Yeah. I enjoyed
it. I only saw it
lot.
Once, but I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, the high seas, and I would have taken Pirates of the Caribbean if it was still left to me.
Yeah, we all would have.
Yeah, but the high seas,
100%.
Escapades, and the battles, and the dialogue, and just watching what life was like. I mean, I assume it's a pretty accurate portrayal of what life was like on a ship back in those days. But I
feel like
I
from what I've
it.
Read, it's just, it's one of those movies that's really well researched, and it does give you that feeling of like, this is what it was like as like, literally, the captain is like the master and commander of the ship, right? Like, it's his word, he's law, all of that. And it gives you that sense of, you know, kind of the cool, like, seafaring adventure, but also, like, the terrifying, like, oh, this guy's, like, fully in control of every aspect of my life. Like,
who's the actor? He plays Vision, but he's in Master and Commander.
Paul Bettany.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Yeah, he's very good.
Was Russell Crowe? Well, who?
Yeah, Russell Crowe's the.
Wait, but aren't those the same two guys in? He plays a genius losing his mind.
A beautiful mind.
Beautiful mind.
That's his roommate.
Same two guys.
Make
believe
classmate.
So, right. Yeah.
All right. I thought I didn't really think that through until just now. Okay. But yeah, really enjoy Master and Commander. And to be quite honest with you, the only other thing left on the Oscar list for me, I do like a lot, but I'm just not gonna go there.
All right, it's a hell of a tease. We're gonna come back around.
I can use it somewhere. Cryptic. I can use it somewhere else. So I will.
Littell, you've got Kill Bill, and you've got Return of the King. What's next?
I'm gonna get my Oscar pick. I'm gonna take City of God. I love that movie. It kind of shaped me because I saw it when I was in high school. I was like, wow, this is a very. I mean, it's beautiful, but also obviously very dark and violent. And yeah, it was my first like. Exposure to foreign film too. I was like, man, this is a very, very good film.
That's Iñárritu's like first big one, right?
Yeah.
Successful one here.
Yeah. And it's just like, I love Evan. Like, the acting is so good for basically a bunch of unknowns to us. And yeah, I loved it. It got me very interested in learning Portuguese too, which also helped fuel me learning Spanish. It's like, yeah, I love that movie. It's really good.
So in a way, it's fully responsible for where you are today.
It's 100% responsible for what I do as a profession, yes.
Wow.
City of God.
Golly.
Check it out.
I can't believe you left it till third.
I know. Well, I didn't think any of you would pick it, so I was hedging my bets.
It really? Was not on my list.
Really? Were you gonna?
No, no, no.
Oh, okay. You were smiling like, oh.
No, I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying the strategy.
Yeah, no, it's a great movie. I
want to guess who did really put strategy into this.
You've seen it.
City of God? Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's been a long time, but yeah. It is very good.
I think
good.
I saw it when it
intense.
Came out on DVD after that, but it's good.
That scene where, like, near the beginning where he's still a kid and he's just, like, killing all the white people in the hotel. It's like, whoa. That's
not what you signed up for?
Yeah, I was not expecting it.
All right, I'm up. We've got two back-to-back. I've done Pirates. I got Big Fish. I'm going to go comedy next.
Please don't.
And I'm going to go...
Please don't.
I'm going to go with Old School.
Okay.
Nice.
I thought for sure you were going to pick something else.
I think I'm going to pick what you're thinking. Maybe.
We'll find out.
We'll find out.
Legally Blonde 2. Sorry.
Legally Blonder.
And so left I've got Action Drama Thriller, which honestly is a fairly thin category.
But so you're not going to say anything about Old School? Just Old School, nothing about Blue, nothing. Just, hey, I'm going Old School and that's it.
Frank
Will
the Tank,
Ferrell,
it speaks for
nothing.
Itself.
Yeah, no.
Man.
No, I apologize. I was just keeping it going. But no, Old School, we could talk about it. You're my boy, Blue. Probably one of the most quotable lines in the last 25 years of film.
Very also funny. The perfect description of an adult Saturday. I think it's me and the wife. We're going to go to Home Depot.
I don't know if we'll have enough time. That's another good one. Todd Phillips, before we really knew him, when he blew up from The Hangover, but he was like the creepy guy with the curly hair and the glasses. There's a line that's makes me laugh every single time I hear it. I can't say it here. I'll save it for after we stop the recorder, but it really cracks me up every time. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Old School.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm really surprised you didn't take it, honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it, but I'd rather Elf. Wow. To me, is funnier.
Sure, but I mean, as far as a comedy and saying how bad this year was when you looked at the titles.
I was like, just goofing around when I said that.
No, you're right, though. It's really
just
not a good year.
One more jab at your strategy.
I think we all can tell I didn't put a lot of thought into this, unfortunately.
All right, so Action Drama Thriller.
Uh-oh.
This is tough.
Wow.
You go with Kangaroo Jack.
I already used my Oscar pick.
Kanker pick.
I'm going to go. All right. Oh. I'm just going to do it. Action Drama Thriller. I'm going to go with Runaway Jury.
Ooh.
Okay.
Okay.
Never seen it.
Didn't see it going that way.
No.
Really?
Never.
Okay.
John Cusack. Right?
John Cusack. Gene great. Hackman. It's a good one.
Yeah.
It's really good.
And pretty cool little payoff at the end. Rachel Weisz, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, there's a nice little curveball that I mean, I don't necessarily think I saw it coming at the time when I watched it the first time.
And you're an umpire.
Yeah.
So that's pretty
And I am an umpire. Might be why people yell at me, by the way. That was a curveball. Oh, sorry.
Oh, my bad.
That is a good movie with a good message, too, I think. Do you think they really do that, though?
If you had
like
seen
the
that,
whole
you might
jury
have
been analysis, do you think
probably
there really
would,
is a
yeah.
business
I'm very influenced
that does
by
that?
I
not the deep state stuff they show, but just the actual, like, is someone jury consultants, like, it is that like a real thing?
I
For
think
big cases, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that there are, I guess, consultants, probably the best way to put it, for the lead attorney on either side. To determine who they want. They'll find any reason to, nope, not her, nope, not him. Get rid of him.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right, Littell, back to you. Comedy, Misunderstood, Wild Card.
I'm going to go ahead and get my comedy. I'm going to get Looney Tunes back in action. How about that movie?
I'm not writing that down.
I'm being dead serious, by the way.
No,
I
really, way.
I literally, no, I'm taking Looney Tunes back.
Over action. Bruce Almighty?
Yeah, I don't like Bruce Almighty.
Wow.
I really don't. I think
City of God turned you off of Bruce Almighty?
I think
Anger Jim Management, Carrey, A Mighty Wind, Freaky Friday, like any of those?
Secondhand Lions.
I'll give you Freaky Friday. I like Looney Tunes back in action a lot. I think I played the game also as a kid, so I really enjoyed it.
Oh, yes, go ahead. That's what we're doing. Okay.
I don't, what is it? Looney Tunes
You've
back in action.
You've never seen that movie? It's really good.
What I know, is it? I know what the Looney Tunes, Looney Tunes are, but I never saw the movie.
You guys haven't seen it? We should sit down and watch this movie. It's very good.
This is 2003. You were how old?
Seven.
Right.
Yeah.
I was 14, 15.
I missed out on that one because I was
It's a funny movie.
Okay, wait a minute. You were seven in 2003?
Yeah, why are we doing this?
I don't know. I was 32, so that might be why I missed it.
You were almost at the age where your kids would watch it.
When you say back in action, like, is this part two of the Michael Jordan stuff or what?
No, I mean, it's kind of like they're in the
world. That's Space Jam.
Yes.
Right, but that was Looney Tunes.
But
right?
It's Looney Tunes, but, and they're in the real world.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, I was being serious. Like, I didn't know what the what the movie was.
It's good.
What the hook was.
Highly recommend it. Arvin, have you seen this movie?
I have not.
Wow. Guys, we should sit down and watch this movie.
I was 24.
I think you genuinely would like it.
Watch Looney Tunes and
I was deep in my first year of teaching, and I did not have time to watch Looney Tunes back then.
I watched Finding Nemo that year, and I thought it was extremely funny. So I apologize that we guffawed at you.
No, none of you have seen it.
But now it makes sense. Yeah, you were seven, totally we were not, as far as why you watched it. But
it's also, good. At least like two of us did not believe that you were actually
taking it. I was
waiting.
Like, this is a joke. This is the pianist. Don't react to this.
I was torn between that and anger management, but
yeah.
All right.
I see how you got there.
All right. So let me, you've got...
So wait a minute, you watched City of God when you were seven?
Wait, well, back to
you. No, I saw it when I was in high school.
Oh, okay.
I just very...
Really I'm sorry, I'm just kind of blown away.
Learning how time works.
I mean, I'm old. I just, like, this has hit me a little bit harder than usual about my age at the moment. Sorry.
All right.
Sorry.
We got Blockbuster, Misunderstood, and Wildcard, yes.
Oh, crap. Now, I'm not even going to bother with Blockbuster.
Now, did you think about the category?
You have to pick a Blockbuster, though.
I will, but there's two left on my list. I don't care about which one gets picked. Like, I'll settle. Like, if they both get picked, I'll be shocked.
Does everybody have a Blockbuster off their list already?
Yes. Yep.
Except for Slim, so you're good.
Right.
You can pick
either
one.
Yeah, but you guys might pick my Blockbuster movie for something else.
Save that pick to last, yeah.
Yeah,
because nobody can pick that unless they want it for, like, their action drama thriller or Misunderstood or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's where I screwed myself last time.
Ah.
All right, I'm going to do Misunderstood.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, I cannot wait.
This is where it's really bad.
Say the Cat in the Hat.
Really bad ratings, right?
But yeah.
Okay.
It has a rotten score.
Okay. I'm going to go with Dreamcatcher.
It was on my list.
Okay, so I read that book. Yes. And I love that book.
Holy
shit. I thought the movie was very good.
I do too. I didn't.
Is that Morgan Freeman?
Timothy Oliphant. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
Yeah. Yes.
I like
Jason
that
Lee.
Also, it was horribly marketed.
Yes.
Like, that's the marketing true. For that is just terrible because it leads you to believe it's going to be something completely different than what it is.
Yes.
And then, like, you get to that movie and that's what you were expecting. Like, you're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
Like, which I think leads to a lot of the critical.
Yeah,
painting of it too. So
when I watched, I didn't go to the theater. I watched it at home, and when I watched it, I was like, "Man, that was really good." And I remember thinking, "That's not what the trailer made me think."
Not even a little bit.
I did not know there were aliens. And
it is extremely misleading.
Yeah, I like it a lot. In Damian Lewis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the redhead? Okay.
That cast is like stacked. Secretly great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good cast.
Well, I like that. I'm not even sure if I can describe it right, but. Like, he's the keeper of the library and the memories, and he's trying to save...
What's that guy's name? I can't remember.
I liked it. I was very, very surprised. And when I was going through the list, I was like, ooh, I really liked that movie. That'll be my misunderstood.
There you go.
Excellent.
And I think it was like 22% or something like that. It was way low.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, right, that's a good choice.
I did one right.
You nailed it. So proud of you.
One out of three ain't bad.
Arvin, you've got action, thriller, drama, misunderstood, and wild card. I love that we're saving wild card for the end.
That's right. Yeah. That is because I have so many things that could be a wild card. So I'm just like, I could pick any of those. So that's going to be the last category I pick. I think I'm going to do action, drama, thriller is going to be the category I go with. And I think I'm going to do, I think I'm going Last Samurai. Good old Tom Cruise.
Also kind of underrated.
As pre-Avatar or post, what's the Kevin Costner one where they're all basically the same? Not Last of the Mohicans.
I have no idea.
Fish out of water.
From 2003?
No. Like,
Dances with Wolves?
Dances with Wolves, yeah.
Oh,
Waterworld? Because it's all that, like, that genre. Oh, no, it's definitely not Waterworld. Definitely not Waterworld.
I like Dances with Wolves a lot.
Yeah. I think all of those, like, kind of, I don't know, I call it fish out of water story, where it's literally like, hey, there's this guy, and he's isolated, and he has to learn an entire new culture, and becomes part of that culture. And, I mean, yes, there's a lot of, like, whitewashing issues with that, too. But, you know, I don't know. I like it when a white guy learns something.
So. But also, they try to make that where, like, Tom Cruise was the white savior. Like, they got a lot of flack for that, but that's not at all
what happens.
He's not
the last samurai. Yeah, yeah, like, he's welcomed into their family, but it's Ken Watanabe is the last samurai. Like, and just that cultural shift in Japan, you know, being a history teacher, I love that aspect of things, too. And I just thought it was really well done, and... Oh, I've already lost his name. Yoshi. Not Yoshi from Mario. I love him too. His work misunderstood, but I don't remember the actor's name. But he is fantastic in the movie as like Tom Cruise's angry bodyguard, and he just was the star of Shogun.
Yeah.
And he's just great. I love him in like basically everything that he would do, and it would just. The sun would be on my heart for 1,000 years if they would let him be like a Japanese samurai who had to face off against a predator. Anyways, that's a long way of saying I really like Last Samurai.
I think that's the clip we're going to use for this episode.
There we go.
Nice.
You got one more.
Boom, boom. Oh, that's right. It's me again. Dear Lord. Okay.
Misunderstood and wild card.
All right. So in that case, I'm going to go ahead and go misunderstood here. Just to get this out of the way, because there's only literally since Salome got Dreamcatcher, I'm gonna go with I'm going with Daredevil. So
I have it down.
Daredevil's my pick there. The only other one on my list was Die Another Day, which it's a James Bond movie.
That's also 2002.
Is it?
Yep.
See, so I'm glad I went with Daredevil then. I rely on you, man. Yeah, that list was robust.
You had to check the list.
What do you mean check the list? Why would you do that?
I got
to
cross-reference the list? That was like damn, directions.
Giving us so much homework.
I'll pick a different list next time. I just was looking up the box office. That was the easiest way to do that.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you typed all that in.
But it was
yourself.
Box office, but it's like film could have opened in December and then like made most of its money in 2003. So still was released in 2002.
Avatar's the leading everything for 2010, but it came out in 2009.
Yeah.
I'll be more careful.
I'll have a better list next time.
No, it's not on you. It's on me.
Let's talk Daredevil. It's so good.
So, I really did actually like Daredevil. I thought Ben Affleck was actually really good in it. Jennifer Garner, I'm glad to see, spoiler alert, that she's gotten to come back to her role of Elektra like 20 years later. I know.
I saw the movie. He was glad to see. Well,
and
Daredevil.
Also, it's all over the internet. Yeah, now. Yeah. I don't know. That's true. I mean, if they haven't seen those things yet,
he didn't do it on purpose. It was blind luck.
So, anyways, Daredevil, because he's blind, guys. I thought it was pretty well done. I it gets a bad rap. I don't think it's great by any means, but it also was on the blockbuster list because it made more than $100 million. So,
yeah, that was
those complicated 2003 audiences.
Mm-hmm. Who's the villain?
Loved it.
Michael Clark Duncan.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Michael Clark
Bullseye.
Duncan as
Bullseye.
What was it? Oh, yeah. Willard Fisk and something like that. And then Colin Farrell
is Bullseye.
Bullseye, who kills a lady with an airline peanut.
Yep.
Wow.
awesome. Yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never watched the movie because it got so such bad reviews. I just stayed
away. Foggy Nelson, his co-attorney, is Jon Favreau.
Yeah. Little Happy Hogan shows up early.
That's right.
So, no yeah. Kidding. Yeah, Jon Favreau's in it, too.
Did he direct any of it?
It's actually not bad.
No. Oh, okay.
Mm-mm. And I think, to your point with the soundtrack thing, like Daredevil has a pretty good soundtrack.
That's true. So it is good.
Yeah, it's solid. So across the board, I feel like it was misunderstood. It should have had at least probably 20% more, but maybe people were getting early superhero fatigue in 2003.
Well, you talked me into it. I'll watch it. It's solid. That and Big Fish are on my list now.
I put Mystic River on mine.
Oh, you'll like it.
Blockbuster and wild card left, Salimi.
I'm saving wild card to the end.
Oh, my goodness.
You did wild card at the end, too, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm okay.
Wild card, I'm saving wild card to the end.
For our viewers at home, he's oh, hell, it doesn't matter. It's
Blockbuster.
Right,
so, I don't I got Matrix or I got Italian Job.
Please, just take Italian Job. We all want you to.
I am taking Italian Job.
No, don't take Italian Job.
I'm taking Italian
not
Job.
Italian
never
job.
Do what Cashner wants you to do.
He's Italian.
It's a fun little Italian. Action movie.
Look I'm just going with which one would I, if both were sitting there right now and I had to watch
my
one.
Action movie list.
Yeah, I'd watch Italian Job. It's fun.
It is fun.
Mm. And I like the little dude who was always talking about how Napster was stolen from him.
Yeah.
That
Justin
guy.
Justin Timberlake.
It's not just Timberlake. But he played on the Buffy
Seth
the Buffy.
Green.
He stole
Seth
my space.
Green, yes. Yeah. I like Seth Green. And he alone makes the show funny to me. So
I love that it's a heist just movie Timberlake. With Ed Norton and Charlize Theron. Yeah. And he's like, I like Seth Green.
I love Seth Green. I don't know what to
like Edward Norton.
He makes
a good,
me
like,
laugh.
Jerk in that movie and then let's talk about Seth Green.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Who's seen Clueless?
The movie or the show?
The movie,
both?
Clueless.
I've seen both.
Yeah. Seth Green, is he fabulous in that movie or not? It's the skateboard. That is Seth Green, right?
That's not Seth Green.
Oh. That's not Seth Green.
That's Breckin Meyer.
He is not fabulous
oh,
in that movie.
Oh, they seem very similar in my head.
All right.
That's funny.
Boy. But I do enjoy Seth Green in Italian Job, and I do think Italian Job is a fun movie that I'd rather Breckin watch Meyer. Right now than Matrix.
Okay.
The Matrix sequels are bad. I will give you that.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even. Was that a sequel? That wasn't the original
it
one?
It was.
Whoa.
No.
You don't like the original Matrix
movie? No, that's what I'm telling you is I wrote Matrix down for Blockbuster.
Don't come for 1999's finest film.
I just wrote Matrix down for Blockbuster. I like Matrix. If I wanted, I'd rather watch Italian Job than the Matrix.
This was almost a Reddit
the first
flame
Matrix
war in person.
Yes. Yes.
Again, he really right. didn't understand the assignment.
I like man, Italian whatever. Job better than The Matrix as far as sitting down to rewatch it. I'm sorry. If
I would
we
say
were,
the first is way more rewatchable.
If we were to rewind to 2003, when The Matrix came out and all of it was sort of cutting edge and you didn't sort of know, but after a while, it's like, okay, yeah, I get it. It's a
the
slow
first
motion
one.
Happen.
I'm
talking about today. Like, it's old hat now. I don't necessarily
What does
care.
Rewind mean? You're going to need to explain that
for all the audience. Sorry. All right.
Littell, misunderstood, wild card. I see a theme.
Pick the Matrix, bastard. Go ahead. Pick it. You
I
like it so much.
I
pick
don't
it.
Like. No, hey. I like the original, which came out before 2003.
We can't use dirty words on this podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I feel like I have so many wild card. I should just take my misunderstood.
Yeah, save wild card for last, like all of us.
I'm torn between two for my misunderstood.
What are they? We're almost to the end.
Do you want
to
know?
Throw them out, yeah.
Okay, my two that I have for misunderstood are both The Hulk.
Oh, God, terrible.
And Freddy versus Jason. And
dude,
I think
those are both
I'm gonna
great
go,
picks.
I'm going to go with Freddy versus Jason.
For misunderstood?
Yes, I do. I am. Because... I think maybe people were thinking it was going to be, like, even remotely scary. To me, that was not the point.
No.
It's supposed to be, like, real silly and campy, which I feel like it nailed. Like, it's a really, really silly movie. And, I mean, like, it's enjoyable. Like, anytime I've seen it, I had fun watching it. Like, I'm not like, eager to go watch it again, but I feel like it's a fun movie. Like, I don't get all the hate. It's fine.
I'm surprised. I thought I had a pretty good idea of what you were going to pick for Misunderstood.
Really?
Yes.
Maybe. Are you going to take it?
No, I already did my Misunderstood.
Has everyone done Misunderstood?
Yeah. I haven't, but I'm about to go.
Okay. Maybe we'll discuss this in a bit then.
Yeah, I would not have thought, because I know it's campy and wasn't meant to be scary, but at the same time, I didn't think you were into like just blood slash.
I love horror movies, and so just seeing them go at it, I thought was really silly and fun.
It was fun. Yeah. I don't disagree with that. It was fun. The whole idea of them going at one another is funny.
Right. It's ridiculous, which I thought it nailed. So I don't get it. I don't get why people were angry at that movie when it came out. But
bitterness. Yeah. 2003 was a bitter year.
It was rough times.
All right. Misunderstood and wild card. I think I'm going to go with my wild card first because the misunderstood list, we got to go through some titles and talk about how. Because there's still, I mean, obviously there's a ton of movies still left on the table. We should talk it out. But for my wild card, I am going to take Intolerable Cruelty. George Clooney, Catherine Zeta-Jones, Coen Brothers.
Never saw
it. Yeah.
It's good? Really, really funny.
Oh, okay.
Jeffrey Rush plays her husband, and he's like a prick in it, and he's really good. And Clooney, it's one of his funniest roles, seriously.
It's really good for a guy who's not a movie star.
George Clooney?
Yeah. He's just a regular guy.
Thanks, average Quentin Joe. Tarantino.
Yeah. Wow. I did not see Intolerable Cruelty on the list.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Did you hide it? Oh, okay. I thought maybe he hid it from us. Yeah. It is good.
Wow. There's a lot of mistrust of your list-making abilities today.
Well, now that I know everyone else is strategizing and I'm winging it up here, yes, I am a little skeptical.
I spent several hours researching.
I knew that we would need a trial run for you to get what we're doing. Now you're going to really know.
And that's why we picked 2003.
I'm going to nail 1953 when we do that year.
Oh, my Lord. I've seen four movies from that year.
Did you see that when you were a kid?
I was seven.
All right.
Intolerable Cruelty. Good pick.
Okay, so here's what we still have on the table. Good movies, I'll say. For Wildcard, I had Owning Mahoney down with Philip Seymour Hoffman. SWAT is still out there. Out of Time with Denzel.
Yeah.
21 Grams. And Stuck on You, which is an underrated.
You don't have any of my look at that list. On there.
I got misunderstood. I got Stuck on You.
Beautiful.
I also have Jeepers Creepers too.
So
I don't like Jeepers Creepers too. The first one is way better.
Here's what I have on Misunderstood. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Good movie.
Too Fast, Too Furious. I had Daredevil down. Leprechaun Back to the Hood.
Hilarious movie.
Honey, which I'm debating between the last two.
Lord. And this is your wild card?
This is Misunderstood.
Oh, okay. I was like,
Intolerable Cruelty was my wild card.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These are the rotten movies.
Okay.
And it's total eye candy. Do I want to stare at Jessica Alba or do I want to stare at what I am going to pick? And that's Charlie's Angels Full Throttle is my misunderstood.
Because you get three ladies for the price
and
of one.
Demi Moore. You get four. Actually, no, three because I don't count Drew Barrymore. And you get Bernie Mac as Bosley.
She's the prom queen. Wow. What do you mean you don't count Drew Barrymore?
I'm not into Drew Barrymore.
She's the prom queen.
I don't necessarily find. I think all three of the women are good looking, but I don't necessarily think any of them are all that attractive. I don't. That's just me, though. Okay. Sorry.
Did you get that, Marie?
I mean,
are we going to segue this podcast now into who's an attractive lady?
Yeah, see, that's why I was treading lightly, because I think that's a bad topic to start drilling into.
But that's what it turned down to, because there are just so many bad movies that those are the ones that I decided to write down. They're still all the ones that I didn't. Although How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is actually kind of a decent rom-com. It's not good, but it's decent.
Matthew McConaughey, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
All right, Littell, wild card, last pick.
I'm stuck between two.
Let's hear them.
Go with Stuck on You then.
So my two that I'm in between here are 28 Days Later and Bowling for Columbine.
Ooh.
And
pretty similar titles.
Well, and they're both basically documentaries.
Basically, yeah.
One is a futuristic documentary. Like, this is what you're going to have to do.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Right. I think I'm actually going to go, even though I love 28 Days Later, I'm going to go with Bowling for Columbine. Because it's fascinating to me, having seen that documentary, how many problems we still have with, like, gun violence in this country, especially as it concerns little kids. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it really makes me sad. It's more of like a drama these days because it's like everything is still the same. And honestly, it's worse than like, I don't know, capturing like the essence of the Bush era. It's like, I don't know. It's all just really sad, but I think it's important. And I think the message is still just as strong and powerful today as it was then. And I think, honestly, probably most people should see this movie because it's, I mean, it's really disheartening just how little has changed.
I don't appreciate you making this pick right after my Charlie's Angels full throttle pick.
Bringing the tone down dramatically.
Not a fan of how dumb I look right now, but that's all right.
This sad part about all of it is that in today's world, we just accept it.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't make the news like it did when there's a school shooting.
Right. Yeah, that was a huge national story. Right. Now it's like, oh.
There's
right.
one school every
shooting. Now it's another one.
Right. Yeah. The yeah. acceptance of it is the saddest part that yeah. we have today.
Just the numbness we feel as yeah. a country to all of it. It's so yeah. gross.
I can tell that you are excited for your wild card pick.
No one picked it. And to be honest with you, there are quite a few movies. All right, so Catch Me If You Can. I'm not great picking
movie.
That.
It's an awesome movie, though.
But is that from 2002?
That's 2002.
Okay.
I was going to pick so it, no and then I realized it was from 2002.
And Pianist, we all agreed, was 2002 as well. Because that was one? Also
Pianist.
Pianist.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. So I am going with, I could go three different ways here, but I'm going to go with Station Agent with Bobby Cannavale, Peter Dinklage, Michelle Williams.
Overstuck on you?
Overstuck on you.
Wow. Never saw it.
I can watch Station Agent. It's just a very good movie about a sad person. Like, he's just not a happy guy. And he tries to find happiness. And Bobby Cannavale. Is that how you say his name?
Cannavale. Cannavale.
Yeah. Cannavale.
You're the Italian.
I like his character and his trying to reach out to Peter Dinklage and trying to make him a better guy. And
does that feel like a biopic for you?
Yeah, yeah, very much.
See
very
much. Is
Owning Mahoney too sad?
I got to be honest with you. I did not know Owning Mahoney was on the list. I missed that because that's a really good movie. That's when he's the gambler, right?
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
I almost really took it, but it's not a great rewatch.
No, because it is kind of, like, it's Station Agent sad is a little redeeming. It's not, I think.
Yeah, no, Owning Mahoney is just straight up sad.
Right. It's kind of like the one where he's in, where he's depressed about his wife.
Love, died. Liza.
Yeah, that's his really good. Gas. Yeah, good it's God.
Heartbreaking.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
All right. Arvin, are you taking Leprechaun back to the hood?
Man, that's a tough choice. Boy. Okay, quick ruling. Is Bad Boys 2, that came out in 2002, oh, yeah. right? That's 2002?
Bad Boys 2?
Yeah.
No, that's 03.
Is that 03? I'm taking yep. that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Bad Boys
2. That's a really strong pick for being the last pick.
Right?
I will say that.
I'm a little surprised that it's still there, and it was on my, like wild card list. Too, so it's a lot of fun. Like, I always think about the scene where, like, the Humvees just tearing down a favela and just ruining an entire village that's probably a real village that Michael Bay paid real money to be able to do that. Like, I assume that's not a set because it's a really good set if it is. And wow, just all of that. It's, you know, that now there's, like, been two more of them that have come out, like, fairly recently. So, but there was a while where it was like, well, this isn't even going to get a sequel because I think Bad Boys 2 came out, like, 8 years after the first Bad Boys came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, it was a while, yeah.
So, like, it was a long time between those, and then it was like, all right, they're back. It was great. It was at the height of, like, Will Smithness. And, yeah, it's just a fun movie. So, that is going to be my wild card pick.
Excellent picks, boys.
There Woo. It is.
How many Bad Boy movies are there now?
Four.
Like, four.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will needed to do something.
Well, yeah. They made one a couple summers ago that was like, it really felt like the final chapter. Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life.
And then it made so much money that they're like, okay, well, now we're going to just do this again.
And it's literally like that one came out in like 21, and then this one came out in like the end of 23 or beginning of 24.
Yeah.
So like
very quick succession.
Short between those two. Like, all right.
It's we're probably just them. Scenes that were cut from the other one. Like, right, we'll just splice this together. We'll do a few more things, and
it's
here
funny
we go.
Because it's like, could that have come out sooner if Will Smith just hadn't hit Chris Rock? Like,
maybe.
They made him back-to-back. They didn't, but, you know.
All right. Good job, boys. Ticket studs out.
Woo.
Bye-bye.